Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. International Atomic Energy Agency has certified that Iran met the provisions of the nuclear deal crafted by world powers, a move that cleared the way for Tehran to get relief from international sanctions. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry spoke late Saturday in Vienna.
The United States and the EU will immediately lift nuclear-related sanctions, expanding the horizon of opportunity for the Iranian people. And I have even tonight, before coming over here, signed a number of documents over those sanctions that the State Department has jurisdiction over in order to effect that lifting.
Iran now has access to assets that have been frozen in foreign banks, estimated to be valued upwards of $50 billion. Tehran also is free to expand trade with other countries. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani had campaigned on a pledge to reform his country's economy. Freedom from crippling sanctions has been a key component of that pledge. Iran and the United States each released prisoners on Saturday and a complex swap agreed just before the diplomats in Vienna were set to declare the implementation of that nuclear pact. Five Americans are being freed. The U.S. is releasing seven Iranians who either were already in prison or were facing criminal charges for violating economic sanctions. Burkina Faso has declared 3 days of mourning following an attack in the capital that killed at least 29 people. The dead include six Canadians, two French, two Swiss, and one American citizen. Scores of others wounded. Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb has claimed responsibility for the raid. This is VOA News.